At KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour, time for a look at the news. It's a Friday, 29th day of March, 2019. Well, damaged AT&T lines led to a widespread phone and internet outage yesterday. The outage impacted cell and landline customers in both Amador and Tuolumne counties. AT&T reported that a road construction crew damaged some of its cables early Thursday morning in the Clements area. Full service was restored around 7 o'clock last night. Residents in Amador County also reported intermittent phone service at times yesterday. While the interruption in service was due to damaged AT&T cables, customers of other service providers like Verizon reported similar problems throughout the day as well.
Well, the Plymouth City Council has hired a new city manager. Meeting last night, the council voted to approve an employment contract for Rex Osborne. Now, Osborne's annual salary will be $90,000 per year, and he'll start April 18th. The council also amended the employment contract for the interim city manager, extending her contract with the city until May 17th to provide a transition period with Osborne. Now, the hiring follows a search over several months and included two interview rounds before Osborne was selected as the final candidate. The council also appointed Marion De La Torre to serve as acting city clerk. She is currently employed with the city as deputy city clerk and can serve in the position for 60 days while the city seeks a permanent replacement. Also approved a $49,000 engineering contract to evaluate repairs to the Arroyo Ditch.
And more residents in Amador and Calaveras County are reporting scam calls from PG&E. According to the utility's Brandy Merlot, any Pacific Gas and Electric Company customer receiving calls from someone claiming to represent the utility and requesting personal information, payment on past due balances, or trying to sell a product or service should just hang up the phone. Merlot said be aware that scammers can disguise their true phone number or simply claim to be from PG&E's billing department requesting your immediate payment. According to Merlot, it can be hard to quantify the amount of scams related to PG&E that happen because at times it goes unreported, either because customers don't know right away that they were scammed or they're embarrassed to report if they fell for it. Anyone who has received such a call, Merlot says to give PG&E a call and report it at 1-800-743-5000.
And work crews on the El Dorado National Forest have resumed burning hundreds of vegetation debris piles left over from forest thinning projects to reduce hazardous fuel and prepare for reforestation. The Amador Ranger District will burn along the 88 corridor in the vicinity of Ham Station Restaurant. Also, in the area burned by the 2004 power fire south of 88. Additional info and maps of prescribed burn locations can be found on the El Dorado National Forest website, fs.usda.gov/eldorado. Look for the prescribed burn program link on the right side of the page.
And country living around Fiddletown is the theme of the 47th annual AAUW Home Tour, scheduled for Saturday, April 13th. This year, the tour will feature 5 homes representing different architectural styles and the Chuki store. You can enjoy tea and homemade cookies, view artworks for sale by AAUW members, and participate in a raffle for special baskets. The event supports scholarships for local women and girls. Tickets are $25 in advance or $28 the day of the tour. Local ticket outlets are Claypool's Gift and Home, Ione Pharmacy, Pinecone Drug in Pine Grove, and Amador 360 in Plymouth. You can also visit amadorca.aauw.net to order tickets online.
And you can give the Gift of Life Monday during the Veterans Community Blood Drive. The event will be held at the American Legion Hall on Sutter Hill from 10:30 in the morning till 5:30 in the evening. Now, as a thank you, donors receive a promo code for Vitalant T-shirt, which can be redeemed online. The drive is sponsored by the VFW 8254 DAV 118 and American Legion 108. Whole blood donors must be at least 16 years of age 16 and 17 need signed parental consent forms available online, weigh a minimum 110 pounds, be in good general health, and bring a photo ID. Visit vitalant.org for more information.
And that, my friends, the look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.